Just like to start by acknowledging that we're on Gadigal land. This is Aboriginal land which has never been ceded, the sovereignty over the land never ceded. I think it's very important, even small but vibrant rally here today. We just found out at short notice 2 days ago that Jenny Macklin would be addressing the Conservative Sydney Institute, who championed the intervention when it was announced back in 2007, who gave their full support for the military invasion of Aboriginal communities, for the forced seizure of millions of dollars worth of property off communities, millions of dollars worth of housing, millions of dollars worth of land, all forcibly seized by the government, with the full support of both Jenny Macklin, who will be addressing them today, and the Sydney Institute.
Shame.
And she's here apparently to talk about a break with the intervention, or a bold new future, a bold new direction in Indigenous affairs. But the consultation process, the so-called consultation process that's happening at the moment, and the plans that they've got for the future of the intervention in the communities, it's a complete sham to say that there is any break taking place with the racist policies of the last 4 years. Jenny Macklin says she knows that there has been hurt since the intervention. On the announcement for the Sydney Institute event, which is currently, or which is going to start in about half an hour, she says she's going to acknowledge the hurt of the intervention. And there certainly has been hurt. There's been an absolute disaster, a deepening of social crises in communities that are already some of the most marginalised, not only in Australia, but in the entire region. Absolute hurt. 30% increase in rates of Indigenous incarceration. Already some of the most jailed people on the face of the earth, the Aboriginal people in Australia, rates of incarceration have increased 30% under the intervention. Rates of child removal, the stealing of children from families, has increased by 40% under the Northern Territory intervention. Rates of attempted suicide and self-harm have doubled since the start of the Northern Territory intervention. So Jenny Macklin's exactly right when she says that there's been hurt that's caused by this policy. But while she tries to pretend that it was just about the way the intervention was delivered initially, the lack of consultation by the Howard government, the reality is it's the policies themselves that are systematically stripping Aboriginal people of rights, stripping Aboriginal people of resources, trying to force people to leave their lands, trying to force people into the bigger urban centres, into the town centres. It's those policies which are causing the hurt and which are doing the damage. And it's those policies which Jenny Macklin is going to be talking about continuing here today at her Sydney Institute talk. So it's a total sham and a total lie for Jenny Macklin to say that there's any change being canvassed or any change being planned and taking place. They're planning to continue with the intervention. I think it's important that we've come here today. We've already had a little bit of footage on the ABC. Jenny Macklin will be using this talk to try and save face, or she's using it as a response to the release of a secret cabinet report this week under Freedom of Information, which says that $3.5 billion that's spent on Indigenous affairs every year is wasted, and that things keep going backwards on the ground despite the government, you know, pouring money into Indigenous affairs. She'll be defending her government's record from that report. But I think we have to realise that that cabinet report and what's in the cabinet report, it's not our friend. It's not a friend or proposing any sort of serious change to the policies of assimilation and paternalism that have been going on under the Northern Territory into the intervention, and really seriously ferocious process of mainstreaming and assimilation that's carried on from the Howard years. As a matter of fact, the finance report that was put to Cabinet calls for even less money to go to the smaller communities. The focusing of all of the funding in Indigenous affairs to be to a select few hub towns, which they say are somehow economically viable, and the report calls explicitly for measures to encourage people to leave their land, to move in search of services and move in search of jobs. And it's those sorts of policies, that policy of assimilation, the policy of dispossession, that has caused the hurt, that's caused the pain and caused the anguish. They call for a cutting of Indigenous-specific programs and all of the money to be funneled and spent through mainstream programs. We already know the debacle of SIHIP, the Strategic Indigenous Housing and Infrastructure Program, $700 million is going to be wasted in the SIHIP program, which is delivered by mainstream agencies, multinational construction firms, the Northern Territory Public Housing Agency. That's who's responsible for that money. There's not an Indigenous organisation in the Territory that's seen a cent of that money. None of the community housing councils that exist have seen a cent of that money. They've all been disbanded. None of the Aboriginal organisations, housing organisations, have been a cent. They've all been dissolved under the intervention. And this Finance Committee report calls for more centralisation, more mainstreaming, and more reliance on the mainstream agencies. So I think we have to realise that while that Finance Committee report is exactly right when it says that the money is being wasted in Indigenous affairs and things are going backwards on the ground, their prescription is more of the same medicine and a more intense process of centralising the populations and taking the resources away from the communities. And it's going to require a very, very big fight to turn that around and actually win basic services, employment and improvement of conditions for people actually on the ground in the communities across the Northern Territory and across Australia. That's going to require a very big fight. Amnesty International today released a report into the state of funding to the homelands that exist, the smaller Indigenous communities across the Northern Territory, where they say that despite one third of Indigenous people living on these homelands, only 1% of the funding money that's gone in for housing over the last 4 years has gone to that one third of the population that lives on those homelands. There's a systematic process of trying to starve those people and move those people. People living in tin shacks, people living in conditions akin to the third world, to Africa, to underdeveloped countries around the world. And Jenny Macklin will be in here today talking about further centralising the funding, further starving those people and forcing people off their land. They're not going to fix up the tin shacks and the humpies that exist across the Northern Territory. They're going to be sending a clear message to people that they have to move. Next year in July, all of the Homelands funding will run out. There will be no more funding for Homelands in the Northern Territory, and the federal government is refusing to commit to funding it any further. The CDP program will be completely finished in July next year. Thousands of people will lose their jobs out on Aboriginal land, and there'll be no money for a continuation of that employment. The funding for the small amount of teachers that's gone in under the intervention will run out in July next year. There'll be no more funding for those teachers. So we're going to see a more intense process of stripping the resources and trying to force the migration. So I think it is important that we're here today and we're standing up against this and we're challenging it. And I'd encourage other people to come up and speak. Unfortunately, quite a number of people who were going to speak here today have called in with the flu. People know the terrible flu that's going around. Nicole Watson's got the flu. Graham Merritt from Styx has got the flu. And so does Jason DiSantolo from Jumbunna, who are all going to speak. So I think it's up to us to try and keep this going. I think at least for another half an hour, there's more media organisations that are going in here. So hopefully they can see that there's resistance. The people are standing up against the racism, people saying we need a clear break with the intervention and real self-determination and resources for Aboriginal people in the communities and the Territory. Thanks a lot. Encourage people to come up and speak. Cheers.